Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be here. And yes, it is hot in Philadelphia as we get ready to put forth a nomination.
It's a 1787 thing, right? The founding fathers were stuck in Independence Hall in the heat.
Yes, absolutely. So we're really excited and energized here. The North Carolina delegation is unified. I'll be casting my delegate vote today at about 4 o'clock with our delegation for Secretary Hillary Clinton and be a part of history today.
So give us a sense of things. I know a lot of us were listening on the air last night here on WCHL. We've been broadcasting it on the radio. A lot of people watching on TV. All of the major networks are covering it. But what's it like to be actually in the building? What are you seeing that we're not?
Sure. It is just absolutely electrifying. The North Carolina delegation is front and center. We have great seats right off of the stage. The arena was absolutely packed last night. We did have, as you said, it started off a little raucous, but Senator Cory Booker really brought the group together. And then, of course, we have heard from Elizabeth Warren and First Lady Obama. And at the end of the night, we saw Senator Bernie Sanders did a wonderful job of uniting the two camps of the party so that we can have a victory on November the 8th.
And do you get a sense, and I know everyone watching on TV or listening on the radio really heard some of those rumblings from the Sanders supporters, I think especially from the California delegation yesterday early on, and those sort of got quieter and quieter as the night went on. So do you get a sense today that the two sides are working more and more towards unity?
We do feel that way. I think that particularly since, Senator Sanders got to speak last night, mm-hmm. and he threw his support 100% behind Secretary Clinton. And, all of the Hillary supporters and delegates last night cheered him on for the issues that he has brought to the forefront of the party and for America as a great nation. So we feel like today we'll be unified, and that by Thursday we'll be ready to put forth the ticket of Clinton Kane so that we can assure that Donald Trump doesn't get anywhere near the White House.
We're speaking with Mark Jewell, President-elect of the North Carolina Association of Educators. That's part of the NEA, the National Education Association. And Mark, I know the NEA supported Hillary Clinton pretty early on and has been doing for some time. What is the importance of this election and why in particular Hillary Clinton among the Democratic nominees?
Sure. And you're exactly right. We did get into the primary race very early because we knew if we were going to have any type of influence in the public education debate at the national level, we had to get involved in the primary, and we had to support Hillary Clinton. She has a 30-year history of standing up for all of America's children, particularly those in poverty and those with special needs. And we know that she's going to continue to do that as we move forward as President of the United States.
How important is this election, both on the national level, the presidential level, and even locally?
We do think it's going to have a ripple effect, particularly in North Carolina. As you were probably not surprised, North Carolina is ground zero for this year's national election, mm-hmm. and is the number one targeted gubernatorial race for the NEA because of the policies that Governor McCrory has done, particularly in public education and human and civil rights, has really set North Carolina backwards. And it's not the state who we are, and it's not the reputation that we need to make North Carolina a world-class public education system again. So we think a Hillary Clinton ticket will have an effect, the strongest ticket we've had in North Carolina in a long time, to get Roy Cooper into the governor's mansion and all the way down to school board races. We're ready to win this November 8th.
Speaking again with Mark Jewell, President-elect of the NCAE, North Carolina Association of Educators, part of the National Education Association, supporting Hillary Clinton there in Philadelphia right now as a Clinton delegate. A couple more questions before we let you go. First of all, getting back to the convention and sort of your experience, what has been the highlight for you so far that was not on TV or has not been on the radio? What are you seeing behind the scenes?
Yes, I think, just the way that Cory Booker brought everyone together. Mm-hmm. We did not know yesterday that there would be a little bit of division there between the Bernie delegates and the delegates. And that was somewhat of a concern that most of us were not expecting. And it continued somewhat through the first few speeches, particularly when Congressman Elijah Cummings spoke, who was a longtime civil rights activist. But really, that was the turning point when Cory Booker came out there and gave his Together We Rise speech, and it just really changed the tone of the first night of the convention and just really tied it all together when Michelle Obama talks about the thrill of having her daughters look up to the first woman president of the United States of America.
I was listening to Cory Booker, and I was thinking back to Barack Obama in 2004 when he gave the keynote and how good a speech that was.
That's a great connecting the dots right there. That was patriotic. That really put Senator Obama at the time in the national stage. Look where he is now.
And, Mark, before we let you go, you're going to be coming back home to North Carolina once this convention is over on Thursday. What are you going to be doing for the next couple of months, and how can listeners get involved in this election effectively?
I am so glad that you said that. We fly back on Friday. We're going to hit the ground running. We're going to make sure our NCAE members and our parents and our communities and our stakeholders really make education the number one issue this November the 8th. And we've got to have a strong turnout of not only Democrats, but moderate Republicans and unaffiliated voters in order to make sure that we have a winning ticket for North Carolina public schools. Because our children, our 1.5 million public school children, just cannot take another 4 years of the current administration in North Carolina at the governor's mansion. We most certainly cannot have a Trump presidency.
NCAE.org is the website for the North Carolina Association of Educators if you want to find out more and get involved with the organization. Mark Jewell, we're going to let you go, but have a good time at the rest of the convention. Thanks for joining us today.
All right. Ready to cast my vote right now in a few minutes.